Legislative districts are based on population. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that the population of those districts should be largely equal. However, that may be open to interpretation. Jackson County Clerk Kyle Dino says that became an issue during the last census.
The county in 2000 had 19,000 people living in it. The county board is 19 members, so you have to divide that out. So each district should have 1,000 people in it.
So what's the problem? County Board Chairman Dennis Eberhardt says it's the nearly 1,000 inmates behind bars at the Jackson Correctional Institution. They were counted in the census, but none of them can vote.
We have to include the prison population into our counts for each district. So in order to have each representative have about the same amount of people to represent, we're forced to split up the prison population into different districts to allow some of the supervisors to not just represent the prison population.
In other words, the prison could have been a district all by itself.
With just a handful of people having just as much say as 1,000 people in another part of the county.
That's Peter Wagner. He's executive director of the Prison Policy Initiative, an East Coast think tank trying to revise where and how the Census Bureau counts people in prison. Wagner says counting prisoners when districts are drawn breaks the principle of one person, one vote.
So a significantly larger problem in Wisconsin at the state legislative level. And at the county level, there's city districts that are 60, 70, 80% prisoners, although some do some creative solutions like in Jackson County.
The Jackson County Board divided its prison population among four districts surrounding the prison, which is located in the town of Brockway. In doing so, they sliced up the town's political map. Norman Stoker is the town board chairman. He says that's created a lot of confusion for voters.
The person living in Brockway, they're saying, why do we have to be represented by somebody living in the town of Adams or living in the town of City Point or in the city of Lockyer? Well, we've got six wards there, and when it comes election time, they have to determine what ward they're in, and that's pretty difficult.
State Representative Fred Kessler of Milwaukee sponsored legislation in the last session to amend the state constitution so Wisconsin could exclude county prisoners for redistricting purposes. The measure didn't pass, but Kessler says he plans to introduce a similar bill in the next session, one that wouldn't require a constitutional amendment. He says that way there's a possibility counties wouldn't have to count prisoners for redistricting next year.
It just doesn't seem to be fair that they are counted and gives the areas that have prisons located in them an enhanced power in the city council and the county board and in the state legislature.
However, State Representative Richard Spanbauer, whose district contains the Waupun prison, has said prisoners must be counted. Spanbauer said last session that leaving out prisoners would have an effect on districts and the money they receive, whereas Wagner with the Prison Policy Initiative says it has no effect on funding that comes down as a result of the census. Jackson County supervisors say, given the choice, they would opt out of counting prisoners when drawing political lines. The county board will assign a committee to look at how districts will be drawn next year. Until then, they'll be keeping an eye on the legislature. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.